That was called King Arthur's Dream. Beautiful, wasn't it? And we're going to do a couple of my songs now. I really feel sorry for these guys because I'm renowned for my appalling sense of rhythm. It has been said this is why I have two children, you know. Thank you.
Valium to kick in.
Have you recovered from last night?
No.
I heard about it. Frolicking round. But my things got stabbed. I always do this.
He took the baby in his arms.
To hold her, she'll fly from A gypsy came over the hill and she sang so sweet and gay. They sang beneath the wildwood trees and charmed the great lord's lady. Ah, the lord did come home inquiring for his baby. She's gone, said the serving man, she's gone, the gypsy. Thank you.
Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
That's the paying gig next week. That's
that was the last night. Yeah.
The method. God help you all, the insane and wild, the black and the white, and the darkness of night. I see only smoke in the chimneys of rye.
Has been dead for about 150 years, and I've been setting his poems to music, and it's good that he's dead in many ways, because it means I don't have to pay any royalties to him. So. And whilst he was alive, well, obviously not when he was dead, he went bonkers. Quite frankly, he was mad as a hatter. And he thought he was married to a woman called Mary, and he was actually married to a woman called Patty. And she would visit him on a Sunday afternoon in the asylum. And I can only imagine there must have been some marital tension when he kept calling her Mary, you know, but anyway. This is, as far as I know, this is the one poem that he did write for Patty, that he knew she was his wife. And it's called The Gardener's Bonny Daughter. Thank you.
Her cheeks, they're like a colour rose, and a kiss would surely burn you. Her lips are gems more red than those, the love I'll go the journey. When the white thorn comes in bloom, and the chaffinch lays a lotus, I'll walk with singing birds of green, with a gardener's bonny daughter. I passed the gardener's house one night, my heart burned to cinder. I saw her face and her eyes so bright, she was looking out the window. And when I passed the house again, I'd been pounded in a mortar, but she smiled and looked upon me then. I love the gardener's daughter.
Okay, well, we're going to do a all I can say about this song is, you know, if Fotheringay had heard this song, they certainly would have recorded it. But I hadn't written it then. So, we do it now. But it's all part of the same thing, really. It's a tribute to me. Well, they get all these tributes and all that, so I don't get any.
Don't believe it.
No, this is just a little bit of fun, you know, like as you do before festivals, you have to kick out a little bit of stuff. So we're kicking this one out tonight. It's called Taking the Easy Way Out.
Taking the easy way. does. Well, it's amazing when the sun's about to change the sea. Whiter be whiter, I think I'll stay and see what's out in the mountain.
Our lives, they are not long.
that old time and tell us all.
Take a break. We do quite a long second half, so you might need to know that. So about 20 minutes time, we'll come back and keep going. Okay. During the interval, do peruse the merchandise because we have some rather nice kind of rare vintage stuff out there. You know, that is to say, it was in the back of my garage and I've only just found it. And t-shirts and everything else. And so do go and have a good look. And this is one of Jerry's masterpieces. If there's any guitarists out there, don't try this at home. There's no point. Just no point.
Actually, it's not really my tune. Part of it is the part.
Well, nobody else plays it like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
much. See you in a few minutes.
Hello again. We've been doing all these songs from different generations and bands and stuff like that. Well, I've got a song that I would like to dedicate to my favourite band of all time. We're going to do this one now. This is dedicated to my favourite group, and that group is called the New Kids on the Block.
What do you mean? What are you laughing?
I was nearly a member of the New Kids on the Block. But my dancing was a bit too frantic for them. And none of them knew how to tap dance anyway, so... But I dedicate this song not to New Kids on the Block. Because the New Kids on the Block are not the New Kids on the Block anymore. There's a little outfit called Take That, who are the new Kids on the Block. And so I suppose I dedicate this to them as well. Or, better still, to disc jockeys who play those records. Yes, we know who they are. So I dedicate this song to those disc jockeys. And this song is called Bugger Off. No, it's not. It's called Don't Make Me Old Before My Time. Thank you.
Right.
And for the next song.
Yes, very nice.
Get Emma Dale Farm on here.
Ready?
Well, Thank you.
How kind. Well, there could only be one song, really, couldn't there? Oh, and it's not that one. Do you know, I have never actually sung this in this environment or at this weekend before, so it kind of first for me. Three verses of Old MacDonald's Farm, right? Okay.
As fast as possible. Pacemaker's going.
Yeah. Don't go without talking to us, will you? Don't go, please. We'll be out as soon as we can get out there. Right? This is Sandy's finest.
Till it's time.
Friday night. I mean, I don't know what day it's Friday night, and you're 16 years of age, and you want to get out to the youth club. They all sing like that. And your mum won't let you go, and so you're very, very angry. And that's basically what this song is about. It's called Lucy's Lament. What kind of fool asks you to? looking for to marry me now. Who have pity to whom? Is death any longer to tarry me? Strap on his appliance. This is a very interesting part of the year. You know, if we get too slick, too professional, just tell us, because we don't know, nobody knows. Is it stuck to you? Would you like to borrow one? No, you're right. Mr. Mortar straps on his appliance. A round of applause for that, please.
So Thank you.
my soul. But when there's too much of nothing, no one has control. Say hello to Valerie, say hello to Mary Ann. I send them on my salary on the waters of oblivion. When there's too much of nothing, nobody knows. Say hello to Mary, say hello to Mary Ann. Send them all my salary on the waters of oblivion.
Twist your eyes. Slick, eh?
Wonderful.
I wonder what you're going to do.
I was trying to help.
Oh,
you know?
Right, okay. Yes. I've decided to name my pedals too.
What have you called yours?
Red Army Chorus.
My shadow follows me
Thank you.
Wednesday. I've never seen Doug before, and I'd only heard these stories about him. And we kind of tried to do as many songs that people asked us to do, and we got a set together, and we started this tour at the beginning of the week kind of thing, and night after night people asked for this next song, so we decided we would learn it. And we learnt it in the van between and Grantham. Not all of us were in the van at the time, so you might have to bear with us on this.
I've got 6 days on the road.
Have to work for this, you know. to shine. And you think that I am hiding from the island. You are faulty in your senses. Do you hear me now?
Well, it's coming to that time of the evening where we do our one and only chorus song, and that's not right now. We do have a chorus song. If you could please sing, help us out. The chorus line goes, 6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight. Which is actually not true, because we've been on the road for 4 days and we're not going to make it home tonight at all. Piece of useless information. But this is normally the point where we see, it's like looking in a goldfish bowl, you know. People are doing that, but there's no sound coming out. A room full of mime artists, including us. So anyway, it's very easy. 6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight. They're not convinced. Okay.
Gentle drummers, Mr. Jerry Conway. And of course, from California, Mr. Jerry Donahue. And I'm only up the road, I'm from Leicestershire.
Miss Vicky Clayton.
So we're going to say goodbye to you now, good night. And don't forget to get your t-shirts here, because you can't get them at Cropperty, so if you want a t-shirt, you have to buy it tonight. Okay.
They're £95 each.
Thank you for staying and listening to us, and we'll see you at the bar afterwards, okay?
Is it still open?
No.
Okay, we have to be quick.
Father,